Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hello, friends. This is Lynette. Thanks for joining us today for this devotional titled Rejoice and Weep Together. A few years ago, I broke my toe. I like to claim that I did it surfing, but in reality, I was only holding my surfboard at the time. The wind knocked me over, and in the fall, I broke my toe. It took over 4 months to heal, and during that time, I hobbled around awkwardly, creating an even worse pain in my back. What a mess. How can something as small as a toe impact a whole body for months on end? In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul elaborates on the comparison of the human body with the body of Christ. He emphasizes the significance of the foot, the ear, the eye, and how each part is necessary for the whole body to flourish and function correctly. Each part of the body is designed with a specific purpose. My little toe was necessary for balance, and when working correctly, would allow me the joy of running. Yet a broken toe, small though it was, drastically impacted my entire body and its ability to engage in even the most basic function of walking, let alone running. In verse 26, Paul says, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." Just as my toe impacted my entire body, when a member of the body of Christ is hurting, it impacts the whole. An unhealthy body tries to pretend that brokenness doesn't exist. It attempts to carry on with life as normal, but in the process, other parts start to languish. So what is the antidote? What are we to do when one part is suffering or not able to work as it was designed? We look for those around us who are hurting. We search for opportunities to come alongside them, help bear their burdens, encourage, provide hope, and hold their hand as they journey through dark valleys. We empathize and enter their suffering. How about rejoicing? If your brother or sister is honored, rejoice with them and praise God for His mighty works. Don't look inward and sulk at the fact that you could have been the one to receive the praise. Our attitudes as individuals significantly impact the effectiveness of the whole. Romans 12:15 clearly reiterates, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep." As a part of the body of Christ, as a significant, cherished, precious, and irreplaceable part of the body of Christ, it is our calling to remind each other of the same. So go today and live out your calling as one amazing part that is called to be an integral portion of the whole. Thanks for joining us.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.